Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because a bank is starting to arrest people. And this is a follow-up. I'm trying to make sure I don't get hit by a car. Follow-up from something I covered last month. Like, subscribe, and don't forget to take a look at our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. First things first, guys. Last month, it was announced that J.P. Morgan had something that people called the infinite money glitch. And what it was that you could take a check, deposit it into your ATM, and have instant access to the funds. Okay? And then it would allow you to withdraw funds, transfer funds, do things like that. And people were stupid. And again, fraud, felony, check kiting has been around since checks were invented. But the idea with the ATM is that the ATMs would give you instant credit, and with that instant credit, people would then go out and transfer money. Now, not only have there been, you know, hundreds of people with arrest warrants, but they're starting to sue people in federal court now because of the sums of this. And interstate transfer of funds and the things that people did that were completely illegal. Now, let me explain this to you real simply. People were stupid. People heard this on things like TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, places like that, that you could basically get free money. And what you would do is you would put a check, even from your own account. You could write yourself a check from your own account, and the bank wouldn't decipher that, but the check had not been presented for payment to the bank yet. So with that, they would give you basically instant credit. Now, most people have a credit limit that they can take out of their ATM. Let's just say Bank of America did a flat change for everybody. We can take out up to $2,000 a day now. So to overcome that, what these people would do is they would go in and wire transfer money, or then they would write their friends checks and say, go cash this check. Co-conspirator, co-conspirator, co-conspirator. Criminal, criminal, criminal. It would just make it the problem worse. But the other thing that people would do is they would wire transfer this money, or they would do large purchases. Now think about this. This is what blows me away. You've all paid a bill with a check, and then all of a sudden you'll go into your account and it'll say ACH payment being presented for, you know, this utility or something like that. It's an electronic payment that's basically taking over and doing that. Well, a lot of, you know, auto dealerships have this ability because they don't want you to drive out of the dealership without the money. So people were walking in and buying $80,000, $100,000 cars. One guy in particular that did this in Texas, and this is the main story below, is this guy. He went out and had somebody walk in with a mask and cover their face and make an ATM deposit for $335,000. Wow. Okay, so $335,000, then he starts withdrawing the money, transferring the money, writing checks, buying things to the tune of $290,000 before they stopped him. 290 G's this guy did. So the idea with this, completely illegal, complete fraud, complete, you know, felony for everything that this guy did. Now, you know, check kiting was made famous in many movies, but the main movie was Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio from 2002, where he played Frank Abagnale. And Frank invented he would print his own checks, write his own checks, you know, he would wash checks where he would take the people's, you know, the amount off and then put a new amount in. He did everything. But check kiting is when, back in the day, you could write a check, transfer it from bank to bank to bank. You'd have two or three banks involved in it, and you're writing checks from each bank, and it looks like you have money in all the accounts, but eventually the music stops and you bounce checks. So, but if you keep doing it, it just keeps going on and on and on and on and on. Well, these idiots that were out there went out and wrote themselves checks. $12,000, $80,000. Now, here's the thing. I've seen a bunch of things sent to me, TikToks and Instagram stories. And the one that really stuck with me was one woman wrote me and said, listen, I wrote myself a bad check from one account to the other because I was desperate. I was trying to pay my bills and I did this and it's been over 20 years now and I still can't get a bank account. Because you get put on a list, guys. It is anticipated that there's over 4,500 people that participated in this ruse, which was insane. And all it was just, it wasn't a glitch. It was a crime that these people did. But now you're getting all these people that are getting lawsuits and getting arrested. And it is crazy for this. So that's what the infinite money glitch is. And the infinite money glitch with all these federal lawsuits, JP Morgan from their legal department did a statement and said, we are sick of this. We are tired of people committing crime and making fun of it and thinking that it's no big deal, but we're coming after each and every one of these people. So think about it. You walk up to an ATM and you cover your face to put a bad check in. Crime. Your intent, okay? Criminal, crime. Now, how about this? I spoke to somebody that works at Bank of America who saw new ATM guidelines for 2025 and told me that there's AI programs that are going to be put into ATM machines. So when you make a deposit or you do a questionable transaction, they could sit there and say, hey, please remove your sunglasses. Please remove my sunglasses. How do you know I'm wearing sunglasses? Well, because there's cameras on us when we do this. But with this, it would make it so they would get a clear shot of your face. Now, who's depositing money into your account other than you? For this jackass in Texas that said, I have no idea who put $335,000 check in my account. The check clearly was no good, but the person that did it was a criminal too and was totally in on it. And he, you know, co-conspirator number one, plus everybody else who cashed checks from this guy are the other co-conspirators. So, again, with desperate times, people do desperate things, but they're stupid. These people did this thinking that it was no big deal to kite checks and to commit felonies. Now, you know, I was reminded as I started researching this that when you remember back in the day, you want to punish yourself, you'd put your deposit a check through the ATM. God, was that stupid. It was horrific because they would hold it for 5 days so it would clear. Back in the day, I mean, it would take up to 5 days for a check to clear. Now it's literally overnight. You put it in, the electronic system does it overnight. So that's what, you know, that's what's happening right now. So what do you think, guys? Do you know anybody that did this? Do you know any criminals that are going to jail? Because they are going to go to jail. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Number one rated Patriot Gold Group is very easy to purchase gold, silver, all precious metals. Call them today, 888-330-1431. Think about this. Next week's election is going to be a disaster. Someone's going to be upset. Someone's going to be happy. But you can win if you get yourself precious metals. Contact them today, 888-330-1431. And contact Patriot Gold. If you don't want to call them, use the link below and fill that out. It's very easy to do. Now, in closing with this, the thing that you learn from stuff like this is that people are stupid. People are sheep. But didn't anybody sit down and think, I'm writing myself a check for a huge amount of money, $10,000, $20,000, to myself from an account that does not have $20,000. Well, it'll take them 2 or 3 days to figure it out. But during that time, you'll have unlimited money. And then it just zeroes out. Who would think that? Who would think that that zeroes out? Now, the problem with it is that if people did this and took only a few hundred dollars, they still can't get a banking account. You're seeing Chase completely fed up with this, and Chase has gone after so many people. Again, over 4,500 people did this, which is hard to believe, but it's crazy. The thing that is not hard to believe is that I can't tell you how stupid people are, that they would film themselves doing this and tell you to do it. That's, you know, that's going to be shown at your trial when you serve, 24 months house arrest and can't get a job again. I committed bank fraud. Can I work here? No, you can't. Okay? That's what people have to look forward to. So you're going to see lots of problems with this, but I think it's funny that people did this. Let me know what you think. Don't forget to like, subscribe, let us know. But man, Chase Bank is not screwing around, okay? They're going after everybody. I'll see you soon.